Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Tell me the story again. Many parents know what I'm talking about. One night, you read a bedtime story for your little toddler, and before long, he fell asleep. The next night, you would have read a different story, but in his own way, your baby asks for the story from last night. After a while, that is practically the only story that is read at bedtime. Does he love the story that much? What is going on in his little mind why he insists on that story every night? One of the challenges in teaching is having to repeat a lesson. The teacher does so mainly because he or she realizes that the class did not get it the first time. So probably based on a pop quiz that you gave, and many people scored low grades, you have decided to teach that lesson again. Two different scenarios, but each instance is based on you doing it again. I'm thinking of the story of the crucifixion of Jesus. The story is graphic, bloody, brutal. Jesus was flogged with many lashes. They spat on him. They made a crown of thorns and constantly struck him on the head with a staff. They nailed him to the cross, meaning they drove nails in his hands and in his feet to fasten him to a wooden cross, and then they raised the cross to stand upright. That was most brutal because from that position, muscles and sinews and tendons were torn apart. His face was swollen, blood streaming down his face into his eyes. His back was like a plowed field, and as if that were not enough, one soldier rammed a spear in his side and blood and water flowed out of his already dead body. All of this was a sacrifice of his body and of his blood. This is what God required in order to bring atonement of sins to mankind. Except, this was not the annual sacrifice of special animals that the Jewish people had been practicing for hundreds of years. This was once and for all. Let me explain. This verse occurred between the first two children, Cain and Abel. One brought a sacrifice of ground provision, and God did not accept it. The other sacrificed an animal from his herd, and God accepted it. When the Hebrew people were going to the promised land, God introduced a set of religious practices, sacrifices, but there was one that was for the forgiveness of sins. This was an annual sacrifice, and the family would offer a pure and unblemished animal which was killed, the body burnt on an altar, and the blood taken into the holy place in a ceremony of atonement. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9 verse 22. That would grant them forgiveness of sins for a year. Jesus was that sacrificial lamb. Jesus' death was an end to the annual sacrifice of atonement, and he established one sacrifice. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus once for all. Hebrews 10, verses 8 to 10. That is a story of our redemption. That is a story of our salvation. That is a story that Isaiah had prophesied about. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. So what do we do with the story? We do what an old song says, "Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word." Remember the toddler who wanted to hear the same story every night? That story became his favorite story. It brought him a special kind of pleasure. Or the teacher who finds out that the students did not quite learn all there was to learn in a certain lesson, and so will choose to teach that topic again until they get it all. We get a chance to tell the story again. It is called communion, or the Lord's Supper. Jesus introduced this event to his disciples the night before he was crucified. While they were eating, Jesus took bread And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew 26:28. You see, every time we celebrate communion, we get a chance to tell the story again, the story of redemption. We get a chance to revisit the scene at Calvary, and we see not just what happened, but we see what he did. We see once again how his body was wounded and bruised and chastised and lacerated for us, for our sins, for our transgressions, for our peace, for our healing. And we see the blood that flowed from his body, every wound, his hands, his feet, his side, his head. We see the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins once and for all time. Some folks tell the story through communion literally as often as possible, some daily, some once a week, some once a month. It does not matter, because we do not crucify him once a year, but we get to tell the story of his crucifixion. And each time we do, each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Each time we do communion, we are remembering him and what he did to buy our pardon. Each time we do the Lord's Supper, we are hearing the story again and again, and it never gets old. It never sounds weird, because that story is most precious, the sweetest that ever was heard. So excuse me if I want to hear the story again and again and again. This story is about me being brought from death to life. This is the story of how I became a child of God. This is the story of Jesus' death. Tell me that story again.